كتاب نص القاعة غير، عشان هيك لا في تيمز ولا في كولي، تمام؟ وحتى المحاضرة كانت تلقى عدد صادق زرهم تعبر من درجة، راح تشوفوا إيش ثاني أحسن، وراح نعملكم تيمز ريكوردي زي ما بدكم. طول ما هيك الوضع تبعكم راح تكون وضعكم أصابيع. هلا we discussed in the previous lecture the causes of mental medicine. We have the primary five that we work on risk factors. The رجاء ما حدش يمسك موبايله ويقع عندي. هون قبل الأخير ورا. اترك تليفونك ورا. We discussed that we have the, let's go through the slide. Yes, this one. If we start on the prevention of disease from occurring, the pathology has not already started, like the what you call the primary prevention. شاب اللي بمسك تليفونه بحاول اجيب تحفيز، ماشي؟ In primary prevention, the disease has not started. So we do the control of risk factors. And we discuss we have modifiable and non-modifiable risk factors. And we mentioned, for example, the age as a risk factor for skin cancer disease is non-modifiable. You cannot change someone's age. Genetic factors, yes, they are non-modifiable, but we can do something, for example, in terms of the familial cancer, for example, we can do a follow-up surveillance for these cases to detect the disease early. Modifiable risk factors, we mentioned that we have two approaches. We have the high-risk approach. بعدين اللي معاه تاب معاه موبايل طفي. The high risk approach that, for example, you are in your clinic, you have someone whose age is 55, he is smoker, he has his skin cancer disease, you do the liver profile for this subject. Okay? We do, for example, flu vaccine for patients with chronic respiratory illnesses. These are the high risk approach. And the mass population approach that, for example, when we talk about breast cancer, for example, you cannot, if you look only at risk factor, you are going to pick only 30% of the cases. When we talk about, for example, salt reduction programs for the whole community, this is a mass approach. Smoking cessation programs for the whole population, this is a mass approach, okay? So these are the intervention for the mass approach. The advantages of the high-risk approach is that this magic bullet approach that you achieve the highest at risk and you improve their outcomes. General population, we have a major problem across the community like smoking, for example, salt intake, high blood pressure, then you work on the whole population. Secondary prevention, we start early. We have, for example, we mentioned last time about pre-diabetes. And you have a stage, the disease pathology has already started, like pre-diabetes, subcutaneous cancer in situ, for example, colorectal cancer. And you need to find the disease early, for example, through screening, and then you have the intervention. Because if there is no intervention, there is no need for screening, okay? So we start with early detection, the patient is asymptomatic. And we mentioned the difference between early detection and screening. In early detection, the patient will come to your clinic with symptoms and you suspect the condition and to diagnose them. And in screening, you look for the asymptomatic cases. Okay? So you do not pick the patient at the asymptomatic case, for example, someone with type 2 diabetes, they present to your clinic with symptoms. You need to have the second intervention. You need to have protocol for diagnosis. What's the diagnostic criteria for diabetes? What are the investigations you need to do? And which treatment to start with? And this is the second intervention. The main aim of the second intervention is to cure the disease, okay? And to improve the outcomes. When you move to the third intervention, you have someone type 2 diabetes, and today there is no curative treatment. You have a terminal disease patient, for example, advanced cancer, for example, or you have someone with disability, and you need to improve their quality of life. And for example, for a cancer patient, you want to prevent or to look for recurrence. The last thing we mentioned is the quaternary prevention that you need to have to apply evidence-based medicine in your investigation and also in your treatment. And we gave the example of lung cancer prevention, we focus on primary prevention, because if you reduce the incidence of, reduce the smoking rate, for example, you're going to reduce the cancer incidence. Breast cancer, we said like we go to, if you only focus on risk factors, you are going to pick only 30% of the cases, and that's why we need to focus on secondary prevention. And we said that screening is the systematic application, not the scattered can be systematic. For example, we mentioned that if we have in Malta, we have 10,000 women, and we want to screen them over a year time or 2 years time, each lady living in Malta should have an invitation, and they should have equal chance to be screened. Okay? Who have not sought medical attention? Not the lady who's coming to you with breast mass. Okay? That you go and look for them. In the early detection, the patient will come to you and need to be aware about the other symptoms. Opportunistic screening that, for example, currently in Jordan, we don't have systematic screening for breast cancer. We have in your clinic, you have a lady, her age is 50, and we'll advise her to do screen mammogram. This is the opportunistic screening. And we mentioned all the criteria for screening, and we said that should have non-epidemiology, and we discussed the case of undiagnosed cases, and we said, for example, if you have a study about type 2 diabetes screen in Jordan, and we found that most cases are already diagnosed, we don't need to do the screen. So if you have high rate of pre-diabetes or high rate of undiagnosed cases, then you need to do screening. And we mentioned also, it's not necessary to have very common disease to do screening, because if you have, for example, congenital hypothyroidism, also if you have phenylketonuria, we screen for these conditions, because a single case will have severe outcomes, and we have cheap and affordable feasible screening tests, and that's why we need to do screening, although the incidence is low. In order to do this screen program, you need to have pre-symptomatic or early stage where you have the intervention will be worthwhile. For example, we'll discuss in a minute the prostate cancer. If you find the case of prostate cancer today, if you do, and the patient, or through screening, or the patient will come to you with symptoms, or with prostate cancer 5 years later, the outcomes will be the same. So there's no value for screening. So you need to have pre-symptomatic or early stage, and there should be a benefit from the intervention there. Risk factors, we have a question here, screening for a disease risk factor. Risk factors are bad screening markers. We prefer not to, for example, screen for hyperlipidemia. We need to change the whole population the curve. So we try not to screen for risk factors, we need to look screen for illnesses. And this is normal pre-diabetes and diabetes. We mentioned last time, I expect personally, we have around 1 million cases of pre-diabetes in the country, here in Jordan. When we leave these cases, they will have type 2 diabetes. So we encourage you guys, everyone, to try to screen, at least those with family history, to screen their relatives by the age 40 and do it regularly. It's not just to do screen one time. We need to do it on intervals to look for pre-diabetes and then to measure them. And we mentioned the outcomes should be, can be mortality, morbidity, and quality of life. For example, screening for adult hypothyroidism, we proved that in the UK, and the outcomes were quality of life and symptoms. It's not the mortality. Okay. Today we discussed the validity of the screen test. We'll just go through the slides quickly, but I'll just mention a few words now and we'll discuss it later on in details. Detection rate, you have the disease there, you need to pick the disease. We call sensitivity. If we have, for example, today if we have screen for type 2 diabetes, we have, or for example, for hypothyroidism, and we screen 1,000 population recurrent. If there are, for example, 100 cases with hypothyroidism there, we should be able to find these 100 cases. And this is the detection rate, sensitivity. The ideal situation, we need to have 100% detection rate. هلا if my test is able to find only 80 out of the 100 patients with hypothyroidism, then my sensitivity is 8%. We have there 100 patients. We picked only 80. This is 8%. 80, the ones with the screen test picked them, plus the old subjects. If we screen, for example, for diabetes, and we have, for example, 50 subjects, they have diabetes. If we find 40, then we have 80% sensitivity. Specificity is different from sensitivity. Specificity is you tell someone normal, you are a normal guy. For example, we have a study for hypothyroidism, because we have 100 subjects with hypothyroidism, 900 subjects are normal. The ability of your test to tell someone that he is normal and while they are normal, this is the specificity. When you have a screen program, for example, colorectal cancer, if you screen 10,000 subjects, we should be able to differentiate between the healthy and the disease subjects. When you tell the patient with the disease, you have the disease, this is sensitivity, detection rate. When you tell someone your screen test result is normal and you are okay and you are healthy, this is the specificity. In screen programs, we are more concerned about false positive rate. I'll tell you in a minute why. False positive rate, you label someone, oh, you have abnormal test. You could take mobile or could take MRI. You have abnormal test while they are normal. For example, we have one of the countries in the region where I'm consulted for them for their cancer control program. They started some screen tools for colorectal cancer. They did not approach me. They started immediately the pilot phase. And they selected their own screen test. They had a positivity rate of, false positive rate of 80%. This means that they subjected many subjects to have a colonoscope, although they are normal. So when you have a high false positive rate, for example, screen for diabetes, if you have high false positive rate, you are going to ask the patient to have GTT, glycadonoglobulin, and then all these tests are unnecessary. This is more cost of the program. The patient will be highly worried, I have cancer, although they don't have cancer, or I have diabetes, or etc. So it has psychological impact, and also it has a major impact on the cost of the program, okay? So the key two tests that we focus on the screening are the sensitivity and the false positive rate, okay? How to calculate sensitivity, specificity, false positive rate, and we have two terms to discuss in a minute. We as clinicians, it's very important for me, we have a patient who has the disease. We have 100 patients, I want to pick the 100 subjects. If I pick 70, I'll be worried. If I pick 90, I'm okay. Our colleagues in the lab, they are concerned with something different. They are concerned with the test they did. They have 100 tests positive. They want to check how many patients are within true positive from these 100 subjects positive. So we, you can see, as a physician, I'm interested here. You have sensitivity A plus A over C. You have someone normal. I want to check how many subjects are normal from the healthy subjects. That's the system. The lab guys, no, they are interested not in the subject with illness. They want to check the test they are using at their lab. Very important to them, I have positive screen test. These present A, these absent. So they're interested mainly in how many patients or disease present in the whole positive samples. This is what we call positive predictive value. You have a negative result, how many subjects are negative, or is the negative screen test? How many true negatives from the whole negatives? I want to check how many tests my lab is giving for a false negative. So this is the interest, what you call negative predictive value. Okay? So our interest is mainly the sensitivity, false positive rate, detection rate, specificity, while the laboratories, they have also interest in sensitivity, but also the key thing also for them is the positive predictive value. I'll show you in the second part of the lecture the why biochemical test, the cutoff point you select will decide the sensitivity and also the false positive rate. You can see here. For example, if you have TSH of 3.5 at this point, and you have here 4.5, you can see that when we go for the cutoff point, for example, here 3.5, you have more, you'll detect more cases, yes, we have better sensitivity, but when we move to this side, we have more false positive. You can see this cutoff point? When I move to this point, I would have lower sensitivity, but I have less false positive rate. And if there is not a cutoff point, I'm at even 5.5 to 3.5, when I move this cap here, I'll get more patients with the disease. You can see the true positives. True positives over all positives here is the sensitivity. فكل ما كبرنا الكيرف نزلنا هون بالجهه هاي كل ما اجينا على الجهه هاي هون اكثر كل ما زاد عندي الكيرف صار عندي الكيسز مور ترو بوستيف اوفر وذ ديزيز فبالتالي عندي السنسيفتي از بيتر فشو المشكله عندي؟ لما عملت شفت هون دخلت اغلب البيشنت بالكيرف هذا عندي صح ولا لا؟ لما هذا العمود دقيته الجهه هاي كل ما نقول هون كل ما زاد عندي هذا الكيرف اكثر صح؟ فبالتالي السنسيفتي تبعت زاد بس شو المشكلة عندي؟ عندنا تضارب الكيرف، هاي فلاور ديزيز صح؟ في عندنا هون اوفرلاب. فكل ما جيت هون صح زدت الكيس الترو بوستيف اور ديزيز بس عندي الفولس بوستيف زاد. تمام؟ فعشان هيك دائما لازم نلاقي نقطة بوينت ان بتوين وير وي اجري اون سنسيفتي اند فولس بوستيف ريت. هلا شو السيناريو؟ بداية الكورونا يكون اي كيس بوستيف ندور عليها. We did not want to miss any complication with COVID-19, for example. Okay, now I have a few tests on the cholera. Tamam? We don't want to miss a single case. So for me, I want to move my curve to this point. شايفين لهون؟ ليش لهون؟ لأنه بدي to pick any patient with disease. بس لما عملت النقطة عندي لهون زادت الـ true positive على الـ disease وصلت 100%. شو صار عندي؟ false positive. فهلا يكون عندي بلان واضح شو بدي اعمل مع الفولس بوزيتيف از ديجنوستيك تيست تو كونفيرم ديجنوستيس. Especially if it was illnesses, we need to focus on the high sensitivity to pick every single case. لكن لو انا بدي اعمل سكرينج لهايبرثايروزم مثلا او دايبيتس تمام حتى بعض الكانسرز ما بدي ازيد الفولس بوزيتيف ريت، بدي اوصل شيء معادله تكون اون افريج لانه كل فولس بوزيتيف ريت رح تعمل لي مور ايكونوميك بيردن اتسترا كان ويت بيشنت تو بريزنت ليتر. But I need to have acceptable screening test. For infectious illnesses, I am highly careful, يعني, not to miss a single case, but the disease sensitivity was 100%. When I increase the sensitivity, هذا الكيرف تحسن معي هون فتحسن السنسيتي، بس في عندي كيرف ثاني without disease. فهذا العمود هون لما عملت شفت لهون زاد عندي فولس بوزيتيف ريت، كل ما تحرك لهون فولس بوزيتيف ريت يزيد. لاحظتوا النقطة هاي؟ فهاي الشيء المهم بدنا كلها كلياتكم نكون متذكرين انه it depends on the condition. For infections, I will be an unfavorable high sensitivity, even the false positive rate is high. Because I don't want to miss a single case. But correct illnesses, like if I need to have something on average between the two sides. Reliability, it's if you screen the patient now, repeat the test tomorrow, you should have the same result. If you compare your result with yourself with yourself or with your colleague should have the same outcomes. Agreed plan of further investigation, diagnosis and treatment. Hello. Back when في workshop معين علاقة بالسكرين. I should not start my screen program قبل ما يكون عندي agreed plan. What is the diagnostic test? What are the treatments? We have effective treatment for the condition. Come on. عندنا بالأردن هون في فرقة كيف سكتر في عندنا مستر كيف RMS في عندنا برايفت في عندنا انشورد سبجكتس لازم يكون في عندنا بلان جبنا فيميل ما عندها اي نوع تامين صحي طلعت سكرين بوزيتيف مين بدي يغطي هالتامين تبعها بدنا نطلع لها اثار فهم نجيب يعني انا الحمد لله ما فيش اي دراسه عملها سواء بالاردن المنطقه لازم يكون تحت الدم اعمل اي دراسه فيها سكرين تيست سواء دايبيس هاي ثيرز اي كانسر اي شيء وشو تعمل بلان انه هذا السبجكت اللي بيطلع بوزيتيف في عندنا مانجمنت له and a buddy to cover their treatment. What's the value to live with someone with cancer or diabetes and there is no one to fund their treatment or investigations? Right? Well, we should agree on it. الآن دراسة ورجينا نشحك أن نسمك عن دعم control clinical trial to show that picking the cases early will improve the outcomes. And this is the pre-diabetes screening. And you can see from different clinical trials that we managed to reduce the diabetes risk by at least 30%. Simply by lifestyle plus metformin. What do we mean by systematic application? نعمل حملات في هلب السعودية بالجزائر بالأردن بلبنان كل الوطن العربي في عنا بينك مانث اللي هو أكتوبر حملات كوبونات نعمل سكرين ل 10-20,000 فيميل طبعا عندنا مليون فيميل في آخر مجموعة سكرين بنطلع بالحملة هاي 5-6 كيسز ونطبلهم بالإعلان إنه عندنا بوزيتيف كيسز but what about the 1,300 new cases of risk cancer and this is the estimate publication the program should be continuous throughout the year في عنا يعني هذا الشيء how we can do that حتى if I don't want to start عندنا بالأردن 1 مليون فيميل at least to start in a pilot study نعمل دراسة بمنطقة معينة بعمان بمنطقة معينة بالكرك بالعقل بالصدر بأي مكان to show whether it's cost effective to screen بالأردن أو لا what are the criteria for inclusion who are the respondent who are the respondent شو أفضل طريقة نقنع الست في الأردن عن نتيجة على screening التمريض يحكم عام مركز صحي قريب منها يحكم مع الطبيب كل هاي الأمور we can study it in the pilot study But at least how to do it in a systematic way. لو حكينا هون عندنا بمؤتمر مثلا we have 5,000 females. They have, for example, living بمؤتمر. في عندنا more than one area بمؤتمر, more than one health primary health care center. So through حوالي مدني مثلا بنطلع كل اسماء الناس وارقام تليفوناتهم عمرهم مثلا 40 ل 70. عندنا 300 يوم عمل من كان نعمل لهم سيرفيش عليهم. هاي بنسميها simplify your program. كيف يعني simplify your program؟ لو عنا مثلا بألجيريا they have 2 million women age 40 to 70 هلأ لو حكينا screen program is every 2 years we have 1 million per year لو حكينا response rate تبعتنا 750 75% فمعناته في عنا 750,000 women to be screened okay اترك لي موبايلك ركز معهم هلأ في عنا 300 working days ولو يكون عندي Every year I need 750 women to be screened. عندنا 300 يوم عمل. فلو قسمناهم على حكينا بس 300 يوم عمل بدنا لو 60 يوم صفى عندنا 2500 case women to be screened daily basis. تمام؟ فهون مثلا حتى هون السعودية مش الجزائر في عندنا كم عندنا مركز صحي كم عندنا جهاز ماموجرام مثلا في عندنا 60 جهاز مقسم عدد على 60 جهاز وبالاخير بصفي عندنا كل يوم مثلا يعني بس 7 hour working hours بكل سنتر we can cover the 2 million women عشان كثير هيك نقاشات سواء بالاردن وغيره بقول لك بالاردن هون في عندنا مليون في ميل اجبل ما بنقدرش نعمل سكرين يس ما بنقدرش نعمل سكرين انت بيوم ولا بشهر بس وزعهم على سنتين you can do it easily can do it The right way is invitation. حكينا في عام الاكشن في عندنا اعلان باب الجامعه محاضرات للطلاب اللي علاقه بالكارير تبعتكم او اي امور علاقه بالطلاب. ريسبونس ريت تبعك ما راح يكون لو حكى معك حدا وحكى لك انت طالب فلاني في عندنا محاضره لك او في عندنا فحص لك نعمل لك مثلا سيرولوجي لهبتايتس بي ليش مهم لك كطالب طب انك في از فيوتشر دكتور يو اتند مور تمام؟ ان شاء الله The next term, يعني the colleague will cover with you the pharmacoeconomics. دام نعتمد على زملائنا بالصيدلة اللي هم بيعملوا pharmacoeconomics model بيعملوا شيء اسمه جدوى اقتصادية. لازم أعمل دراسات أثبت لل decision maker that when I apply the program for screen for type 2 diabetes, for hypothyroidism, for cancer, I'm going to save lives and resources. It is more worthwhile in terms of money to do the screening rather than waiting the patient to present at later stages. هلا في عنا بايز ريت سكرين، في عنا 3 مين بايز هلا بنحكي عنهم بشكل عام. هلا بنحكي عن البولنتير بايز بالحملات الحالية الموجودة أصلاً على الدول العربية، الناس اللي هم highly educated عبارة واحد إليت إنه those are high worried about their health will go for screening and the average population or those are not interested they will not attend screening. So the volunteer bias بتعمل حملة كل سنة بأي مكان the same subject will go and do the screening. Lead time bias, we said that we cannot introduce any screening program without scientific evidence that it's from controlled clinical trials that the intervention will at that stage will be worthwhile more than waiting the patient to present clinically. So if you pick the disease at this time through screening or patient present with symptoms here, there is no outcomes, there is no benefit like the prostate cancer. So in this case we don't recommend screening. Linked time bias, something different. Linked time bias that the screening intervals will miss cases. The same is applied also for prostate cancer. We are doing something with what you call the NCCN or ASCO, American Guidelines for the Urogenital Malignancies, different programs in the region. And I'm always trying to encourage the not to screen for prostate cancer. Focus on breast cancer, colorectal cancer. Some colorectal surgeons said to me, or urologists tell us, because we have many fast-growing tumors that are coming with aggressive tumors and the patient will have severe complication or they will die, we need to screen. The answer is through the slide. These are fast-growing tumors that we miss them in the screening curve. And this is what we call linked time bias. So if you start screening here today, you want to repeat the screening after 2 years, you are going to miss this case and this case and this case and this case and this case. Because you screen now, the patient is healthy, and then a few months later, the patient will have fast-growing tumor, and then the patient will be picked there and they present symptoms. So at the time when you screen the next time, the fast-growing tumors already will be there and you will miss them. The key challenges for screening are the validity of the test, sensitivity, false positive rate, specificity. Okay? Healthy people need further tests, the false positive rate. We said to have a balance between sensitivity and false positive rate. Again, the only exception where you are okay to have a high false positive rate when you are looking for highly contagious disease like cholera, polio, or for example, COVID-19. Anxiety cause and healthcare resources, we said we need to have a study to show that introduction of the screening program is more cost effective than waiting for screening. While a study is simple, you do a study, not of the whole population. I'm screening for type 2 diabetes, but I'm screening the 50,000 subjects, male and females. But is it worthwhile to do screening for the whole country or not? What are the screening criteria? Ordon, should response rate and not? Should performance? And ask them to show up the clinical team on screening. The major screening center, is the test is okay that you have selected for the screening? Is it working in Jordan? Should process of a patient where screen positive, should serve a should further investigation treatment, keep system measure before I generalize for the whole country. So I need to learn from the local experience through the pilot study. Before moving to the next part, okay. And we'll discuss just with more details that what we have with examples, the sensitivity and specificity. In the ideal situation, we should have a test should label the subjects as either they have the illness or they are completely healthy. This is the ideal situation. In practice, we don't find that. When you have overlap, this is the cutoff point, العمود. Either you are going to increase the false positive rate, or if you reduce the false positive rate, they're going to reduce your sensitivity. ليش افرض الفوس positive rate عندي زيرو صار؟ فهون رفعنا الكيرف هون صار عندي زاد عندي هاي المنطقه بالازرق، كل ما زاد بالازرق كل ما صار عندي ايش؟ كل ما قلت عندي sensitivity. Sensitivity او الاتشيفت لما تريتش هون. فكل البيشنت اللي عندهم ديزيز اي مانج تو بيك ذم. بس when I manage to pick all patients with the disease, I'm going to increase this thread area. This will lead to high phosphorus rate. All calculations are here. Sensitivity, it will true positive over all patients with the disease. لما نحكي هون عندي true positives over all positives, إيش هاي سمينا حكاها؟ Predicted that. أول شيء عندي دائما بالسكرين هو sensitivity والفالس بوزيتيف ريت. Predicted value حكينا it's more important to our colleagues in the lab that we have positive test how many are true positive from all positives. Sensitivity يكون نحكي how many positive from the those who have the disease. Okay? هل predicted value positive and predicted value negative اللي هم عبارة عن true negatives over all negatives. فبالمختار بهمه when you label someone as negative that most of them are truly negative. When you label someone as positive that most cases are true positives. خلنا نحكي على example. للأسف in the whole region they are still using the hemocultural blood for screening for colorectal cancer. This is not right because now we have tests like a few chemical tests where we can use it as better sensitivity and lower false positive rate. Let us look at this example. If you have a patient with colorectal cancer confirmed with colonoscope, we have seen the pathology, we have taken a sample as confirmed as colorectal cancer. Someone said, let us test the hemocultural blood performance in Jordan by having a stool sample for these subjects and look at the outcomes. The sensitivity would be, we have, for example, here, how many subjects would be, we have with cancer, we have 10, 30 subjects. Sensitivity would be 20 that I managed to pick them over all subjects with the colorectal cancer. This is 20 over 30. This means that 66.7% is my sensitivity. What's my false negative rate? False positive rate. It's 1 minus this, that true false negative over the all negatives. That's the false positive rate. 180 over 180 plus 1820. Here we have 91%. The false positive rate would be 1 minus 91%. That would be 100%. Minus 91% would be 9%. So the false positive rate is 180 over that number. That means 9%. What is the specificity? We have here the negatives. We have false positive and true negative. The specificity would be the true negatives over all negatives. That's the 1,820 over the 1,820 plus 180, and this 91%. Our colleagues at the lab are interested more at the Delgatacon. The positive predictive value, our colleagues in the lab are not interested in those with bowel cancer without it. They're interested in how many positive tests that true positive test. So we have 20 over 20 plus 180. And you can see the performance is very bad. It's 10%. Should be 100%. So our lab colleagues will tell us, Dr. Lee, don't use this test because we have very low predictive value. We are labeling many patients as positives, although they are not positive cases. Okay? The negative predictive value will be the same. The true negatives over the false negatives and around 99%. The good thing about this test, they'll tell you that when they label someone as negative, you can be reassured that this case, they don't have cancer. But when we label someone as positive, they could be not a positive case. So in the lab, we
we focus on statistically on predicted value cost. When we do the surveys, now we have surveys while trying to be alert about any single color case in the country, previously for COVID. It's very important for me to have high sensitivity and to have positive predictive value positive. Because when you have predictive value positive low, you are going to pick label many subjects are positive, although they don't have the disease. Again, I've got a point issue, you know, when you move the care of the side, with that side, it will affect the outcomes of your problem.
All the what we're saying, you can see it here. When you improve the sensitivity, you are going to increase the false positive rate. You can see this curve? Sorry. We increase the sensitivity here, we are going to increase the false positive rate. And this is the curve, we remove the our in our curve. This is one of the parasites in tropical areas. You can see the performance of the test screen for it. It's a family condition. And you can see the sensitivity here is 93%, specificity is 88%, prevalence is 64%. Predictive value positive, that's 215 over 215 plus 16, 93%. And predictive value negative, that's 114 over 114 plus 15. Okay? Final test that we discussed what we call odds of being affected given a positive result. When a subject are screened positive, what's their likelihood to be positive subjects? This odds ratio is the all true positives over all the false positives. Okay? That's what we call odds ratio. شخص عنا إيجابي نحكي عن احتمالية إذا كان إيجابي أربع مرات يكون نسبة يكون عنده كانسر أكثر من أي شخص بتسلم. Likelihood ratio is the number of times the individual with a positive test more likely to have disorder when they are being tested compared with the individuals who have not been tested. So the sensitivity over the false positive rate, what we call likelihood ratio. Likelihood ratio is very important because if the likelihood ratio is more than one, this means that the result positive means that there is a disease. Likelihood ratio less than one, this means that there is no disease, most likely. In practice, if you have a likelihood ratio for a test that you use, for example, fasting glucose for diabetes, like hemoglobin, for example, digital mammogram. The likelihood ratio is more than 10. You can be very, you have more than, you have, you can rule in diagnosis, you can confirm that the patient has the disease. If the likelihood ratio is less than 0.1, you can rest assured that most likely this subject does not have the disease. Pathological example of who is smoking weight. You can see the COPD. We have one of the problems that we face in psoriatic illness in Jordan is the COPD because of the high smoking rate. If you look at subjects here, who smokes two packs or more per day, 40 cigarettes, their likelihood ratio to have COPD in the future. And those who smoke less than 40 cigarettes. The positive likelihood ratio is 20,
And we said if we have more than 10, we can roll in diagnosis. So this is a sign that if you have someone close to you who smokes 2 packs or more per day, you need to warn them about the future COPD for them. The negative light treat ratio, we said this, 9.1, here's 0.7. We cannot, even if they smoke less than 4 cigarettes per day, you cannot rule out that they will develop COPD. But you are confident those who smoke 4 cigarettes or more, they will get COPD later. These are just more examples for the interaction. I have 2 things on that. Or one thing, ask your colleague, me and Dr. Fah. I'll put it again, have a look.